Okay, it's good to be here and to do the shiur and begin the seventh perek, which is about the chelkei hazrizus, about different components to the midah of zrizus. So he says, chelkei hazrizus shnayim. There are two different components to it. Echad kodem hamaisa, ve'echad acharechei. One of them is prior to the maisa, and one of them is after you begin doing the actual thing. Most of the time up until now, we've been discussing what happens and what the Yetzer Hara does to you prior, where we focus a lot about laziness, right? About how our natural tendency is to not want to do anything, and we have to be zaruz to try to go and do the mitzvah quickly. We're going to be discussing a little bit tonight that component also again, but also going to what happens even once you start doing a mitzvah. So he says, "Kodem aschalat hamaiseh, hu shalo yachmen to adam ta mitzvah." That before doing the maiseh, so a person shouldn't delay to perform the mitzvah. A person should grab the opportunity. Ela ba'agiyas mana obiest o behiz damna lefanav obial losav machshavto yimaher yachish maasehu. That he's discussing. There are three different types of mitzvos that a person could do. Not necessarily types of mitzvah. It's not like ase versus los ase. I'm worried that those are two and not three, if you know what I mean. It's not about that, but basically, sometimes there are certain mitzvahs that present themselves, right? So let's say tomorrow night, there'll be the mitzvah to light candles for Yontif, right? So either you light or your wife lights, whatever it may be, but there's an opportunity to do the mitzvah when it presents itself. You can't do that mitzvah now. O ba'alos of machshavto, or sorry, I forgot the first one, Bigi Abazmana, that's like the lighting candles. The second one, Bihiz Damna, the fun of it, presents itself. So that would be, let's say, an example of a poor person. So you're walking in the street and someone comes up to you to ask you for tzedakah. So that's a mitzvah that presents itself to you. Or you see someone right there, and now here you have the opportunity. So do you want to be zariz to take out the money and do this? Or the third is something comes to your mind, and when it comes to your mind to do something positive, go ahead and do it. So I'll use tzedakah for example, even though I just used that one, but like, let's say you have the thought, like, you know, we haven't given maaser recently. Or, you know, I feel like maybe we should give some tzedakah. And right then and there, you should take out your credit card, go to an organization, and give that donation. Don't delay. Yimar yachesh maaser lechoz ba velasos osa. You should grab the opportunity. And you should make sure to do the mitzvah. V'lo yaneach zman lizman sheyisrabe bin time. You shouldn't allow time to pass in between when you have the ability to do it and when you go ahead and do it. Ki ein sakana kesakanaso. Because there's no greater danger than that. Asher hine kol rega shemitchadesh yuchal etchadesh eize ikuv l'masa tov. Because every moment you delay is another moment where the Yetzer Hara could come to you to try to get you to do the wrong thing, to try to get you to just push it off, go for something else. So let's say, after this, I have not davened Marv yet. So after this, I should probably daven Marv right away. And the Yetzer Hara is going to say, do this first, then do that. And then, lo and behold, the person could forget to daven Marv entirely. Right, especially now in quarantine where it's much more difficult to remember when to do things because there's no like set schedule of like, I go to the 8 o'clock Marv at the shul. We don't have that now. So the Yetzer Hara constantly wants to try to get us to push things off, and there are a million different ways and excuses that we could have for ourselves. So he's saying, whenever you have this opportunity or this thought, that's when you should do it. The alamita ze hadavar. And regarding the truth of this matter, Hey, Runu Zechron L'Racha Enan Hamalacha Shlomo Sh'amar David V'Nayahu. They could look at Shlomo and what Shlomo commanded to B'Nayahu. Where, of course, Shlomo Melech was, yes, Akiva. Question.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I think the Yetzer Hara works the opposite way. When I want to do something bad, it says do it straight away.
Correct. Very good point. Very good point. So I don't think people on the recording heard, so I'll just repeat what he said. A great idea that the Yetzer Hara also works the other way when it wants us to do the wrong thing, when it wants us to sin, so it's going to try to get us to be zaris. It's going to try to get us to sin right away. Very good point. The Yetzer Hara knows how to push our buttons and to get us to do the wrong thing very quickly. And to do it, to get us to do the wrong thing in the quickest and most efficient way possible. So of course, Shlomo HaMelech was supposed to be the king, and he was the king after David. And it was instructed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he be the Melech. And so listen to this. Listen to what David told Benayahu, the person who was going to coronate Shlomo as the king. It says in Melachim Aleph, Paraditem oso el Gichon. Take Shlomo down to the Gichon. Take him there to inaugurate him as the king. The Anu Benayahu. Benayahu responded, Amen. Kein Yomar Hashem. Basically, let Hashem make this work out. So what's strange is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who said a long time earlier that this is going to work out. Amru zeh lishonam, Rabbi Pinchas Shem Rabbi Chanan Ditzipori, Valok Farnamar, but doesn't it say in Divrei Yomim, Hine ben olad lach, hu yeh ish menucha, that you're going to have a son, Shlomo, and there will be rest. And it continues, his name will be Shlomo, and I shall establish the throne of his kingdom over Bnei Israel forever. Meaning, so this was assured by HaKadosh Baruch Hu already. So why does he have to say, Hashem, let this work out for me? So, answers Rabbi Pinchas. He says, Ela harbe kategorin yamdu mikan v'yad gichon. Because even though it was the desire of Hashem, Benayahu knew, really David knew, because David was speaking to Benayahu, he said, like, let's go, really both of them. He said, take him down, and Benayahu said, yeah. Hopefully things will work out, because he knew how many obstacles there could be from point A to point B. Right? There's so many different difficult things that could come, so many things that throw a person off going from one place to another. Al Kain, his hiru zechrona levracha ushmartem esamatzos mitzvah baliyacha atach mitzana. And there's a famous pasuk that you should guard the matzah. Literally meaning making sure that it doesn't rise, make it to watch it carefully, make sure it doesn't turn to chametz. And matzos is the same spelling as the word mitzvos. And you should guard the mitzvos. So mitzvah about the yacha atach mitzena. When a mitzvah, says Chazal, when a mitzvah comes into your hand, you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah. So don't delay it. Don't push it off. And the Gemara is not here in front of you. It's in my footnotes here. It tells a story in Gemara Ksuvos and Daf Samach Bezam Bez that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was at the end of his Sheva Brachos, and Rav Chananya ben Chachinoi was going to be going to yeshiva, and he was going to be going. He was going to be going for 12 years. And they were going to be going to the same yeshiva, and it wasn't necessarily a 5-minute walk, but it was a long schlep to yeshiva. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai wanted to go with him. And he asked him, he said, could you wait for me? I have to finish my Shever Brachos. I can't leave during Shever Brachos. And he said, I'm sorry, but I can't. Why not? And to explain, because what's going to happen, he's scared that even though, of course, to have a chavrusa like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, whether they're going to learn together in yeshiva, or at least to go on the whole trip with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai to talk Torah with him would be amazing. But he said to delay a few days because of your Shavuot Brachos, who knows what's going to happen. I can't take that risk. I have to take the opportunity right now, the desire and the drive that I have to go to yeshiva, and I have to do that right now. The Amru back in Tzayv, the Gemara in Nazir and Kaf Gimel and Beis says, "La'olam yaktim adam lidvar mitzvah." A person should always be quick to perform a mitzvah. Shalafi shekdima bechira litziira, because, and this is from Rus, where it's not exactly, but you'll hear shortly that. The Gemara says that because of the Zrizas related to how the story of Lot, when it came to Lot and his daughters, it was a very sad, certain sense, tragic story on multiple fronts, right? So Sodom was destroyed, and Lot and his daughters think that they're the last people on earth. And so his daughters come up with a plan to get him drunk, and it was the older daughter who said, I'm going to go first. I'll be with our father tonight. And the younger daughter did the next day. And because of that, because the older daughter, even though the world was not destroyed, but their intention was pure, because of that, her descendants were able to convert to Judaism generations before the younger child's children. And Rus comes from the older daughter. Continuing on, the Amru, it says, Zrizim Magdimin Lemitvos. So another big line, important concept, that Zrizus, that a person should make sure to have Zrizus and to do a mitzvah as early as possible. There's a beautiful footnote here that explains that when it comes to Zrizus, a lot of times we think, and of course right now all we've been focusing on so far, is whether you're going to do the mitzvah or not do the mitzvah. But he says it's not only a quantitative difference of how many mitzvahs you end up accomplishing because whether you do them or not, but it's actually a qualitative difference. That when a person is zariz to do something, then the quality of your mitzvah is different. It's a wild thing. Right, so if you're going to Minyan, and just think about this, if you're going to Minyan, and you try to rush to Minyan, and you get there as early as possible, and you get there a few minutes early, your davening is probably going to be a lot better than a person who gets there 10 minutes late. I would bet that that's the case. And it comes to all mitzvahs like that. Because your enthusiasm, your passion to go and do that mitzvah, makes it where the mitzvah itself is much better. The Chayin Amru, and says the Gemara Brachos and Davav, a person, normally on Shabbos, a person is not supposed to be running. But a person should run to a mitzvah, even on Shabbos. So, to run to a mitzvah is an amazing thing. Uba Midrash Rabbah, Birkur Rabbah Yud Aleph Tet, says, Amru, Huyin Agenu Amus. The Pasuk in Tehillim says that Huyin Agenu Amus, which is translated as Hashem will guide us Al-Mus. Al-Mus, it means it's referring to Olam Haba. So Bizrizus, Hashem's going to do Bizrizus. Now Al-Mus is based on the words Ki-Ilein U-Le-Masa. Al-Mus U-Le-Masa, which is referring to youngsters, referring to young people. Because when you think of someone who has excitement, if you just think about someone in a kid or their 20s, right? That's someone who has the willpower and the energy to do things. So here, Hashem's going to be giving the Olam Haba to those who are Zariz, basically. Kamad atamar b'toch alamos tofefos. Here just proves that the word ulamasa is referring to someone who's young. Kiazrizus, he midas shalemos gadol asher tivu shala adam mona mimenu ata. Because Zrizus is a midah that a person who's really a complete person, a person who's able to like really master themselves and make them as good as they are, this is a character trait that a person has, and it's something that a person's nature will try to prevent them to do, right? Our natural tendency is not to be zariz, as we spoke about last week, is to be lazy. Umishim is gaber v'tofes ba kol mash yuchal. And a person is able to overcome this as much as he can. Hine la'asilavo yiske la'bemes. Then, in the next world, you're going to experience the MS and see what it's really like and see basically what it's going to give you. Asher haboris baruch yitnelo scharo chelef mash sheyistadel chareha bizman avodasa. Because Hashem is going to give us the schar in return for how much we served Him, and with how much passion and enthusiasm we were able to serve Him. Achaz Rizus, acharat chalas hamaisehu. Now, up until now, we were talking about prior to Zrizus. Like I said, everything, even in the last parak, was, I think, almost entirely, if not entirely, about everything prior to the Maisa. But he says, once you begin the Maisa, once you are already doing the mitzvah, so you and I would think, and I would have thought, okay, no more talk about Zrizus, right? You're doing the mitzvah. So listen to this. Listen to how amazing the Ramchal is. How much he's able to understand human psychology, and you're going to see that this is just so true. I remember, I don't know why this came to me right now, but I mean, I know why, but not sure why the thought popped into my head. But I remember hearing about Rav Soloveitchik, that Rav Soloveitchik was such a great teacher that when he explained something that seemed like a very difficult kasha, after learning it at the end, he said, like in your mind, you feel like, oh my God, like what was the question in the first place? It was such a good answer that you feel like, oh, that's even a question. And so the Ramchal, I think what he does is that up until now, like I said, I would have never thought like Zrizus applies to anything else. And he's going to make a point that we're going to see is like, oh yeah, of course, that's so obvious, that's so true. It's about human nature and the insights of human nature. So achas Zrizus achar eschalos ha-maisahu, that Zrizus after we do a maisa, is shekevan she'achas b'mitzvah yimaher lahashlemota v'lo lahakel me'alav k'misha mit'ave lahashlech me'alav masahu, that a person should make sure, once you start doing a mitzvah, make sure that you don't want to get it through quickly, get it over quickly, right? If you think about, let's say, a person, picture someone in the NFL, a running back, and they have 40 yards to go till the end zone, and they break free from the defenders, and they run in for the touchdown. What happens? It's not where the second they cross the goal line, they all of a sudden stop. Right? But it's more like if you've seen Forrest Gump or a famous run from Bo Jackson when he played when he was on the Raiders and played the Seahawks. You run, you continue to run, not necessarily as extreme as those two examples, where they ran into the tunnel, I believe. But you continue to run, right? Because your momentum takes you there. So over here, what do we see? When a person is excited and runs to do a mitzvah, you know what might happen naturally? You continue to do it with speed. So you rush to davening, you want to get there, you run in, oh, and then you start davening and you're having a fast one essay because your whole body and your whole mentality has been fast. Let's go, let's do it. He says, Elami Yeroso pen lo yiske ligmorosa. He says, the only zrizus you should have is the zrizus to perform the mitzvah because maybe it won't be complete. Maybe I won't be able to finish the job. But other than that, you have to make sure to slow yourself down, basically. And it shouldn't be where, he says, the natural thing sometimes is where we view things as a burden. Where it's, yeah, I'm excited, let me daven. I have to go to davening, but because davening's a burden, I just want to get it through. I just want to get it done with. V'alzeh, hir b'lahaz hir zechronim l'vracha v'amru, kolamatchel b'mitzvah v'eino gomerosa, kover ish tovanav. Very, very intense line. Here, when it comes to having zrizus, so he says, like, it's true that once you start a mitzvah, it's possible that a person might not finish it, and you want to be zarz to continue to finish it. And he says, a person who begins a mitzvah and doesn't finish it, like I said, is very intense, is going to bury their wife and their children. Wild stuff. He brings a proof, the footnote here explains that this is referring to Yehuda, where Yehuda basically began and wanted to save Yosef, and instead of them killing him, they threw him in the pit, but he didn't end up finishing the job. He didn't actually save Yosef. And in the end, Yehuda's wife and Yehuda's two kids were killed. They both died. Now, the footnote also points out that they did bad things themselves. It wasn't where because of what Yehuda did. But certainly Hashem has his cheshbonos. But certainly it didn't help that Yehuda did that. And in general, just the general lesson that when you begin a mitzvah, you want to make sure to finish it. V'yamru, ein a mitzvah nikres ella al shem gomra. That a mitzvah is, the credit goes to the person who completes it. The credit doesn't go to the person who began it. The credit doesn't go to a person who spent the most time on it if he's not the one who finished it. The credit specifically goes to the person who finishes it. And he brings the proof from the burial of Yosef HaTzadik, where Yosef commanded the children, his brother, sorry, and the children who were probably there, from and Menashe, but he said, make sure to bury me in Eretz Yisrael. And Bnei Yisrael were watching the body, and after they left Mitzrayim, so Moshe was the one who went and took Yosef's bones with him as they left. Moshe was the one to watch them, but Moshe couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, and it was not Moshe who officially was credited with the burial of Yosef, even though Moshe was very much involved in that. V'yamar Shlomo HaMelech Alav HaShalom. And Shlomo HaMelech says, Chaziza ish mahir b'malachto lefnei malachim yisyatav. Bal yisyatav b'nei chashukim. This is an amazing lesson from Shlomo HaMelech related to life and related to working. Because Shlomo HaMelech says that a person is going to be basically working for kings if you're diligent. If you're someone who gets the job done. And someone who does not get the job done is going to be working and sitting amongst the lowly people. And it's so true, right? How much someone who procrastinates and doesn't finish the job is not someone who's praised by the bosses and potentially someone who runs the risk, if not lost the opportunity to even continue to work for that company. And someone who's very diligent, someone who makes sure to always get the job done, that's someone who has the better chance of success and the promotion to be, like Shlomo's analogy, to be working for the kings. And the Chachamim say, Yechasu lo ha-shevach hazeh al shemir b'mlechas binyan habayis v'lo nezatzel bal li'acher osa. That Shlomo Melech is praised from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Dalid for speedily building the Beis HaMikdash. It's amazing what speedily means over here, because it was built in 7 years. So 7 years is a long time to build something, but obviously the Beis HaMikdash was a pretty big project. And he was praised for that, because in comparison, it actually took Shlomo, not him himself, but it was 13 years for him to have his palace built. So you see that even though Shlomo's palace was built in 13 years, he made sure to push the job at the Beis HaMikdash much quicker to get it done in almost half the time. And he was praised for this. Moshe Rabbeinu was praised similarly for the construction of the Mishkan, to make sure the Mishkan was constructed in as fast a way as possible. And the Mishkan was completed in only 3 months. 3 months' time. V'chein timtza, and we find, kol ma'asem shel tzadikim tamid b'mihiras. That the actions of the tzaddikim are always with this midah of zrizus, with the midah of wanting to get something done. And it's explained here in the footnote that up until now we've been discussing like very big things, right? Big moments in life, like are you going to get the job done? Here comes an opportunity. But the Ramchal says that it's not just whether you have a mitzvah come or not, but it's a person's character trait. It's something where your entire essence is to live through zrizus. And the chachamim and the talmid chacham, the tzaddikim, they are people who live and breathe zrizus. When they have the opportunity to do something, it's just who they are. So some of these examples, these aren't necessarily going to be the greatest, biggest, most lofty examples ever, but that's the point. Points show that constantly, day in and day out, this is what they're doing. If you've ever seen Rav Meir Goldwicht from YU, so Rav Goldwicht always walks fast. Rav Yitzchak Kohn also. Rav Yitzchak Kohn is probably in his 70s, I believe. It's not upper 70s, not around 80. And he always walks as fast as he can. And I remember, like, I've image in my mind of seeing him come into the Beis Medrash and seeing him just walk quickly. Because these are people who value time and value the opportunity to do a mitzvah, and constantly they live their life with this midah. And so he gives some examples now. Avraham kasuv bo, vayimahar Avraham ha'ohela el Sarah, vayomer mahari, vayitain el hanar vayimahar. Right, so this is when the story where the three angels, who Avraham thinks are just drifters, three angels who were there, and Avraham wants to serve them. And it says a lashon of Vayimaher multiple times throughout the story that Avram ran to Sarah, tell her to get the food. And then he went to the Nar, which was Yishmael. And Rivka, Vatimaher Vatar Kada, Rivka, when Yitzchak was going to be married, and Avram's servant Eliezer was sent, and he had this test, right? So the person who gives my camels to drink, so it says about Rivka, Vatimaher Vatar Kada, she hurried to make sure to lower her jug so that the camels could drink. V'chein amru b'midrash, v'timaher ha'isha, v'gomer. This is referring to a story where Eshet Manoach, where she was told by an angel that she's promised a son, and she quickly ran to tell her husband to come to get the instructions from this malach to how to raise the child. It's pointed out here, interestingly, in the footnote, that in the first few examples, by Avram, Rivka, by Eliezer, by really Rivka, those are examples of people who are potentially starving, right? Humans or animals. So over here, it's not necessarily, it doesn't have to be something so extreme, just a simple thing of, oh, let me get my husband, so that I could give him the instructions. Melamed, we see, Shakol ma'asem shel tzadikim b'mihiras, that all of the actions of the tzadikim, are with mihiras, are done in a quick way. Asher lo yitnu hefseg zman lo es el hatzcholos ha-mitzvah v'lo el hashlamasa. That it's not by the beginning of them, it's not where they miss the opportunity before the mitzvah, and also even during the mitzvah, they make sure to do things properly. I think this is a good place to stop. It was